Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house. I want to welcome all of you to this audio being made from my office in my home in Plano, Texas. Good evening to all. In the 2004, the power of the devil through unbelief of God's people was operating strongly against me. Many had already forsaken my ministry and forgotten what they were taught and yielded their hearts to the devil and followed him with all of their lusts. Early September, a woman that I knew well, that I taught, prayed for, cast devils out of, prayed for children, and they were healed, came against me in a bearable way. She met me and she said, No one has ever said no to you. I said, you don't know what you're talking about. She said, I challenge you. And I'm going to continue to oppose you. This woman is described in Ezekiel chapter 13, daughters of Zion, I think. Kathy Dee's going to read about her, and I'll point it out.
Verse 17, likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, which prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them. And say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes, and make kerchiefs upon the head of every stature to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people, and will you save the souls alive that come unto you? And will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, to slay the souls that should not die, and to save the souls alive that should not live, by your lying to my people that hear your lies? Wherefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against your pillows, wherewith you have there to hunt the souls to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms, and will let the souls go, even the souls that you hunt to make them fly. Your kerchiefs also will I tear, and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Because with lies you have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way by promising him life. Therefore you shall see no more vanity, nor divine divinations, for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Kathy. You notice this is all divination in these people. And Kathy, if you can, go back to the verse that says, keep alive those that should not live. Can you find that
correct
verse?
It's verse 19. And will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, to slay the souls that should not die, and to save the souls alive that should not live, by your lying to my people that hear your lies?
Notice that. Lying divination. Save those that should die, and kill those that should not die, and then make sad the heart of the righteous. Anybody?
Right, that is verse 22. Because with lies you have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way by promising him life.
Right. Well, I knew this woman. I taught her a long time, prayed for her, cast devils out of her, prayed for prosperity, healing, and she lacked nothing in her life. But she was full of witchcraft, full of divination, and she did not like what I was telling her that God was saying. She turned against me, stood up against me, and challenged me. And so I said, okay, and I spent a week praying. I was not foolish enough to challenge the spirit of devils in anybody till I sought the Lord. For 1 week I prayed, sought the Lord, and I knew it was right to accept her challenge. And so I went to her house, and I didn't get there, but as I was going down a road, she turned out in front of me. And I caught up with her. She pulled over and barked, and I got out, got in the front seat of her car, said, "I accept your challenge. I accept your challenge." Notice, the challenge was, no man, no one's ever said no to you. Well, she was wrong. And bull of witchcraft, lying, divination. Others had gone before her and have gone since, following the same spirit that's in their hearts, challenging me and saying that I should die, and keeping alive those that should die. Thank God. But I stood my ground, and within a week I was arrested falsely for drunken public intoxication, which is a lie. No, I didn't determine that. Read it in the police report. Read it for yourself and see if you think I was intoxicated. That's really all that I have to say about it. But I prevail in all these situations, and I'll continue to, and your devils will come out, and you will return to the ways of the gospel which I taught you in Jesus' name. This is Good Day from Plano, Texas. Noel Davidson, see you later. Good night.